Chapter 25. Paternity, the subtle alchemist, transformed Sean's attitude to life within 12 hours. Never before had anything been so utterly dependent upon him, so completely vulnerable. That first evening in their wagon, he watched Katrina sitting cross-legged on her cot, stooping forward over the child to give it her breast. Her hair hung in a soft wing across one cheek. Her face was fuller, more matronly, and the child in her lap fed with a red face and small wheezings. She looked up at him and smiled, and the child tugged her breast with its tiny fists and hunting mouth. Sean crossed to the cot, sat beside them, and put his arm around them. Katrina rubbed her cheek against his chest, and her hair smelt warm and clean. The boy went on feeding noisily. Sean felt vaguely excited, as though he were on the threshold of a new adventure. A week later, when the first rain clouds built up in the sky, Sean took the wagons across the Sabi and onto the slopes of the mountains to escape the heat of the plains. There was a valley he had noticed when he and Halubi had made their journey to the coast. The valley bottom was covered with short, sweet grass, and cedar trees grew along a stream of clean water. Sean took them to this place. Here they would wait out the rainy season, and when it was finished and the baby was strong enough to travel, they would take the ivory south and sell it in Pretoria. It was a happy camp. The oxen spread out along the valley, filling it with movement and the contented sound of their lowing. There was laughter among the wagons, and at night, when the mist slumped down off the mountains, the campfire was bright and friendly. Father Alfonso stayed with them for nearly 2 weeks. He was a pleasant young man, and although he and Sean never understood what the other was saying, yet they managed well enough with sign language. He left at last with Halubi and one of the other servants to escort him back over the mountains, but before he did, he managed to embarrass Sean by kissing him goodbye. Sean and Katrina were sorry to see him go. They had grown to like him, and Katrina had almost forgiven him his religion. The rains came with the usual flourish and fury. Weeks drifted into months, happy months, with life centering around Dirk's cot. M.B. Janey had made the cot for him out of cedar wood, and one of Katrina's chests produced the sheets and blankets for it. The child grew quickly. Each day he seemed to occupy more of his cot. His legs filled out. His skin lost its blotchy purple look, and his eyes were no longer a vague milky blue. There was green in them now. They would be the same colour as his mother's. To fill the long, lazy days, Sean started to build a cabin beside the stream. The servants joined in, and from a modest first plan, it grew into a thing of sturdy plastered walls and neatly thatched roof, with a stone fireplace at one end. When it was finished, Sean and Katrina moved into it. After their wagon with its thin canvas walls, the cabin gave a feeling of permanence to their love. One night, when the rain hissed down in darkness outside, and the wind whined at the door like a dog wanting to be let in, they spread a mattress in front of the fireplace, and there, in the moving firelight, they started another baby. Christmas came, and after it the new year. The rains stuttered and stopped, and still they stayed on in their valley. Then at last they had to go, for their supplies of basic stores, powder, salt, medicines, cloth, were nearly finished. They loaded the wagons, inspanned, and left in the early morning. As the line of wagons wound down the valley towards the plains, Katrina sat on the box seat of the lead wagon, holding Dirk on her lap, and Sean rode beside her. She looked back. The roof of their cabin showed brown through the branches of the cedar trees. It seemed forlorn and lonely.
"We must come back one day. We've been so happy here," she said softly.
Sean leaned out of the saddle towards her and touched her arm.
"Happiness isn't a place, my fancy. We aren't leaving it here, we're taking it with us."
She smiled at him. The second baby was starting to show already.